One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on another chilling episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, a young man enlists in the armed forces and is sent off to training. While away at base, he is haunted by a series of dreams night after night that make him fearful for himself and his family that is thousands of miles away. What was the source of these night terrors? And was it a warning of sorts to this young man who was just starting out on a new path in life? That story and more today on this haunting episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Share your real ghost stories with us. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you like the show, you want access to our archive of episodes, which is the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, all of our advanced episodes, and the EPP bonus episodes. You get those as well. And the ebook, the audiobook, there's lots of stuff there. You can get it all. $5 a month. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. You get all of that. And you're helping to support the program. So we do greatly appreciate that. If you like this thing, become a supporter and get in on all those cool extras. It's Tony and Harpy with you on today's episode of the program.
Snow days suck these days.
Oh, it's raining out there quite heavily right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're recording this here at the beginning of February. I know this is going out March 3rd.
It's February?
It's February now, yeah.
It's February 1st?
It's Groundhog Day. And you want to hear, like, only the way 2022 could celebrate Groundhog Day? This is absolutely horrible. So, of course, I'll share it with you. So, Groundhog Day, a lot of towns have their local groundhog that comes out, and they kind of do the groundhog see a shadow, and that's going to determine if there's is it 8 more weeks of winter or what or not. And this town in Milltown Mel is the name of the groundhog. Milltown is the name of the town. They're about to do the groundhog celebration. Everybody's at the town square. They're tapping on the cage. And then they go to reach in, and he's like under this fake tree stump. Dead. Groundhog's dead.
That's great.
So they had to cancel it all. I don't know if you count if he saw his shadow or not, but maybe he's a shadow groundhog now. Does it count if you see the groundhog as a shadow person, like a shadow, shadow animal?
Because that'd be great.
Shadow animal. Yeah, I saw the shadow animal. I wonder what that means. That means some horrible, horrible stuff. Like, I saw the shadow animal of the groundhog. Oh my God, that means there's another disease coming. It's all these ways that things shouldn't be done.
There's actually another variant of COVID.
There's always another variant of COVID. Yes, there will always probably be. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It will never
from hell
freaking stop.
But that's, you know, the flu also has variants, and I'm not comparing it to the flu. I'm just saying how different diseases, different things, constantly evolve, and that's how that works. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's jump into our first letter of the day. It says, "Hey, Tony and gang, my name is Robert. I've had several different stories. When I was a kid, the house I grew up in was built in the early 1900s. Every day we'd hear footsteps upstairs and no one was up there because we were all downstairs or some of us were gone. After my parents divorced, it seemed like we would hear it more. We'd go up to see if anyone was home. No one was there. After my sister and brother went to live with my dad, I was the only kid left at home with my mom. It got worse. Every time I was home alone, I would hear it. Went up to make sure my brother or sister didn't use their keys to get in. I didn't notice them coming in. I'd get up there. There would not be anyone. It lasted till I left to join the army. Well, in the army, I had a lot of strange things happen. When I was deployed to Afghanistan in 2008, I had a dream that I was hit by a roadside bomb while driving around. It was so real, I woke up in a sweat. But 2 weeks later, that dream came true to a T. My crew and me got hit in a cab of truck filled with dust. I had tried to keep my gunner as cab filled. The truck was cab over. Cab, the engine and front axle. So truck rose up, came back down. All this was in the dream. And I felt like it was the second time I was in the blast. After deployment, got remarried. After my divorce and got remarried 6 months later, me and my current wife move on to Fort Campbell from out of post apartment. We had one room that was always cold during the winter and summer. After my first son was born, that was his room. After we all went to bed, there were several times he'd wake up screaming and crying. When I go get him out of the crib, he would be sitting up and staring at the opposite corner from his crib and at the ceiling. This went on until we moved him to our room. One thing about military bases I've learned is they were made on old communities that the government bought, and there's several cemeteries on them. I left Fort Campbell and went to Korea for a year and went to Fort Campbell when I got back to stateside. There we had two different houses. Both were haunted. The first house, while I was out training, my wife and her mom were at the house and my mom stayed in the master bedroom with my wife. They looked up at the ceiling fan and it wasn't on, but the shadow was moving like it was. Shortly after coming back from that training and getting told that I went to a special class where I found out there was over 200 cemeteries on Knox. And more was being found. Shortly after we moved to our second house on Knox, this house was where we had the most active with the paranormal. We had paintings fall off the walls and other things happen. These are just a few stories. I have many more that I'll write back in about at another time. It's interesting because any place where you have people buried and you're disturbing that ground, I think your odds for, stuff to happen certainly go up. And bases are interesting places. There's a lot of emotion there. You know, it's a place where, you know, you have families that have members being deployed and they're waiting back home. And, you know, the nerves of all of that. There's a constant energy on a military base that is very different than the outside world.
And with the whole, like, baby, like, looking in the direction mm-hmm. of yeah. the military thing.
Yeah.
That just shows that children are sensitive to paranormal.
Well, yeah, that's without a doubt. I wonder, I'm curious as to what they were seeing. I mean, I could see that just the whole recipe of that just being the perfect storm for hauntings and ghosts. with those two, places in life, a cemetery, or once a cemetery that's now, military housing or something of that sort. Wow. Interesting one. Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Next one says, first, I'd like to say I love your show. I recently stumbled across you and your guys' program via YouTube and have listened to roughly 20 episodes back to back. Getting to the point, I'd like to tell you about a house my friend lived in years ago when we were younger. The house, it was haunted, we believe. None of us doubted that fact, as many of us had our own experiences while visiting. I have two short stories of my own that I'll focus on. I hope you enjoy them. The first took place one summer afternoon when I decided to drop by after work. Parked outside of this house and walked on in. No one ever knocked. Family just told us all to walk in any time to find the house quiet and apparently unoccupied. His parents are working, and though there were vehicles parked outside, they had, unknown to me at the time, taken a ride across town with someone else. Due to the parking situation, I thought surely a few people were in the house, like upstairs, as I heard some bumping around and carrying on from his room, which was just above the kitchen where I usually entered at the back door. As soon as I shut the door, I noticed all noise ceased, and the house was absolutely silent. An odd feeling hit me briefly, at which point I shook it off and assumed they were playing a joke on me by hiding somewhere to try to scare me as I made my way down the hall. I yelled upstairs that it was too late. I heard him already. I got it. Might as well come out. I heard a bit more shuffling and bumping as I was coming up the stairs and started laughing out loud at how ridiculous they sounded trying to keep quiet when I could hear all the noise. I opened the door to my friend's room and walked in only to find no one was there. And that was odd. Heavy silence was back again. At that point, I knew something wasn't right. But denial had set in, and I was more trying to convince myself that surely someone was still joking around. I kept talking loudly about how it was getting old. Come out and save yourself the trouble and so forth, but nothing. Absolute dead silence. Which didn't happen in that house often. I checked closets, under beds, everywhere, and found no one. As this was sinking in, I heard some more bumping, shuffling, the next room over, which was his little brother's room. I turned it upside down, looking for people, and still nothing. By this time, the hair on the back of my neck was standing, goosebumps and all. I saw an aluminum T-ball bat at his brother's and snatched it off the floor. I knew I'd heard someone moving around, and momentarily forgetting about the general weirdness of the house, had convinced myself that someone had broken in and was trying to rob the place. At that point, I started slamming stuff around, deliberately making a lot of noise, and cussing about how somebody just robbed the wrong damn house in an attempt to flush someone out. Evidently, our ghostly friend found that amusing and decided to toy with me a bit. I started hearing more noise from the next room, his parents' room, and immediately charged in to repeat the process. Ball, bat, at the ready. Across the hall from my friend's room, I heard noises again. Whole process repeated till I made two or three laps around the upstairs of the house until it finally dawned on me. All of a sudden, all the stories rushed back to me. I'd heard from other friends, even from my friend that lived there. It's amazing how, in a true oh shit moment, how many things blaze through your mind as you instantly connect the dots. Once I did, my body ran cold and the atmosphere of the house changed to fit. Immediately, it's like I was aware of something watching me and cannot describe the fear that ran through me for a few moments. I'm no Rambo, but I don't scare easy. However, at that moment, I knew it was time to go. I made for the stairs. Still yelling out loud to whatever it was to get out. This is more for my own benefit, as I just needed something to keep me from completely freaking out. Down the stairs I went and out the back door, leaving the ball bat lying on the kitchen floor. A few hours later, I came back by and everyone was back. I was still struggling with what went on and decided to bait my friend a bit to see if it really had been them all along. I made a comment along the lines of, yeah, that was really funny earlier. Where were you guys hiding? He looked at me like I had lobsters crawling in on my ears and genuinely had no idea what I was talking about. I told him everything that happened, and he was just as floored as I was. My second experience in the house only a couple months later didn't freak me out as much as for some reason as I thought it should have. It was a stormy night. It was common in that town to have brief power outages during a storm with high winds. I was staying the night with my friend and was up late, roughly 2 or 3 a.m., playing computer games. The lights went out, and after 20 minutes, I gave up and figured they'd be out for a while. I went to my car, grabbed a flashlight and book, intent on reading a while. I came back in and sat down with it for maybe 30 minutes or so when I heard the ruckus in the living room, which was the next room down the hall from the computer room. The house had hardwood floors, so of course sound carries and amplifies a bit more than normal. I very distinctly heard someone get up off the couch and hit all fours on the floor right before heaving their guts up. Not to be gross, but I heard every detail. The heaving, stuff splattering on the floor, everything. And very clearly, no mistake. It took me by surprise because I was wrapped up in my book and it just suddenly occurred with no warning. Added to that a bit of confusion due to not remembering anyone having been lying down in the living room that night. I shook it off pretty quickly because we had a lot of parties in that house and it was a common sight to have random drunken people over when his parents are out of town or working long shifts. I'll also clarify that I was sober that night and wasn't into drugs. Moving right along, I just assumed that while I was gaming, someone had made their way over and crashed on the couch. No big deal. I was usually the one who looked out for the ones who got too drunk, so I sighed, put my book down, and headed in there. Not 20 seconds had passed from when I heard the commotion to when I came to the living room, flashlight in hand. On that creaky hardwood floor, none of us would be able to ninja their way out of that living room without being seen or heard. Yet no one was there. I stood there further confused for a second, then looked around the room. Behind the couch, on the floor, etc., nothing. Checked for signs of puke and other messes on the floor, and again, nothing. After having had the first experience, I said, nope, gotta go. Grabbed my book, went straight to my car where I sat with doors locked, reading until an hour or so later when the lights came back on.
Well, that's a fun story.
You think?
You definitely always want to hear someone puking their guts out after you read a good old Nancy Drew.
Which, by the way, you need to say thank you.
Thank you so much, Cheryl, for the Nancy Drew books.
Cheryl, one of our listeners to the program, had heard Harper, you know, talking about Nancy Drew so many times. And she sent her some of her own collection there of Nancy Drew books, which was so nice. I had no idea what was coming in this box. Like, I don't recognize the box. It felt like bricks because it was all Nancy Drew books. And I'm like, what is this? I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I was floored. So thank you, Cheryl, for thinking of Harp. She loves reading those books.
As soon as I opened the box, it's like,
yeah, she was dancing around quite literally. But yeah, thank you for that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Let's jump over to this caller and hear another real ghost story. Hi.
Oh, hey, just started listening to you guys, and I'm a fan. I listened to the Amityville stuff, and I was very interested in that and The Conjuring, and that kind of got me hooked. My whole family, like my three half-brothers and my mom, we've all had multiple things happen. I mean, just all across our lives. If you believe in the orb phenomenon, there's like some stuff of that. I have some photos. I don't know where at, or I would like scan them and send them to you. But there's like orb photos everywhere, and I don't know if you believe in that. But anyways, off topic, I do have a bunch of stories. If necessary, I'll just call back if this has an auto hang-up thing. But one night I was sitting at home, and it was like, it was late, 3 a.m., and this is, a lot of this stuff happens around 3 a.m., with me anyways, not other members of the family. But I was sitting there, and it was dark. I always, you know, played games in the dark, and I had TV glow. Well, the way my room was situated, the kitchen was right next to it, and there was a heavy door, and you could see under it. So because of the kitchen light that we would leave on, it would push anybody's shadow under the door, so you could tell someone was there. Well, late night, I was just about to probably head off to bed, and it was late, and it was summertime, so I didn't have any school or anything during that time period. And I just, everything feels still, like everything, something feels off, and then I see shadows under the door frame, like foot shadows, and I can already tell they're off, because they're so skinny. They're very small, they're childlike. Well, then I heard running, like, barefoot steps, and no one in the house besides me runs around barefoot, because, you know, my mom's an older woman, and she gets cold easily, and she keeps her feet warm. Well, and then I heard a little girl giggling, and I saw the shadow running around my door, then it stopped. You know, and that's a little thing, but a lot of crap happened in that old house, sorry. And, like, a bunch of stuff. I had a bunch of night terrors there, too, and I've had one recently, but anyways. Another one is I've had a full-body apparition experience. I was sitting at a computer late at night in the dark, and I had the glow of the screen as my light. I could see pretty well. And I turn around, and I'm stretching. You know, you're sitting there for a while, you got to stretch out. And I turn around, and right dead set behind me in the door frame of my mother's room, because I'm sitting in the computer room, is a full-body apparition. Long black hair, white dress. Everything freezes. I don't know if it was one of those moments of, like, pure terror or, like, fear, because, like, holy crap, what the hell, excuse me, what is that, you know? And I finally managed to blink, and it's gone. The doorway is blank, there's nothing there, you know, and I just got to silently freak out for a while. Another thing, and this is probably the last thing I'll leave on, and I'll just call back with these other stories some other time, is I was sitting in my room in this old house, and all of this happened in this last house we were in, and I just sat down, and it was like the middle of the day, and it was like 8 p.m., well, not middle of the day, it was 8 p.m., and it was raining, as was that whole summer, pretty much. And I just get this very strange urge to pause my game. Well, after that happened, my closet door, that I always kind of keep cracked because if I don't, it makes strange noises, it burst open. I hear this most horrible, shrill, horrible scream I've ever heard in my life. And thumps, and then it just thumpy footsteps out through my door, which was open at the time, and through into the kitchen and out the back door, and I could feel the footsteps all the way until it had gotten onto the ground out our back porch. And our out back porch leads to forested fields and stuff, you know, not civilization back in that old house. So, I don't know. Sorry if my language is a little coarse or whatever, what have you. Well, I hope you guys enjoy this, even if you don't play it. And I will definitely listen to you guys later. So, thanks.
Thanks for sharing that experience with us.
Was something drawing the spirit into the woods?
You tell me.
Or was it... I almost kind of wonder, like... this shrill scream.
Mm-hmm.
Why a scream?
It gets your attention. and you kind of got to be loud in the woods to be heard. The thing is with
it
woods,
came from the closet.
The woods and screaming, there's a lot of possibilities because there's a lot of animals that do make very human-like screams.
Such as foxes.
And it can be very alarming because you're out there and you hear that, you're thinking, oh my God, there's a child somewhere. And, you know, or just like, oh my God, there's a child somewhere, lock the door because it's going to come and eat my brains. Depending on what your outlook is and what the capabilities of that child are. But either way, it's scary. So it's one of those things where I think it's the unknown that is, you know, even scarier.
It could have just been like a fox, because foxes, maybe. Not only do they giggle, but they scream.
They giggle?
They giggle.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that foxes giggled.
Look up a fox giggling.
What I want to look up here on my phone, I found this the other day. You know how we've talked about on there, I've shared your story about how when you were little...
Titanic?
The spaceship.
Spaceship.
Remember you died on the spaceship?
Yep.
I was going through my phone the other day. And let's see if I can find it here. And I took a video of us when you were saying that to me. So I actually have it on camera. And I found it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is her when she was doing the spaceship thing. When Harper was telling me that she died in a spaceship and there was fire and just very matter of fact, all about it. Where is it?
Very, very Pacific.
Pacific?
Yes.
Pacific?
Pacific.
That's not the right word. Specific.
Specific.
Specific is the correct one to use.
Is Pacific the ocean?
Pacific is the ocean. Specific is not the ocean. Specific is when you're talking about something very unique. Very much, you know, that was, you know, that was, this is, that's a bottle of Mountain Dew right there. That's being specific. We learn new things every day here at Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. trying to find this video because I want to play the audio from it because I was so amazed that I had it. Maybe this is it. I think this might be it. Okay, so this is Harper. This is some of the audio when she was like 2 and saying really bizarre things as we're simply standing there brushing her teeth. So this wasn't like...
Can you send this to me?
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
The fire come out. The building.
What happened with the space airplane?
Because I died.
How did you die?
Because I sit in the space water. Because the spirit stared me. The fire came out the space water.
And then what happened?
Because my nail stared me. My earth is staring me right now. I got my hair all the time. Because fire come out now that the building all the time. Because
what was the building? What are you talking about?
Because the spaceship stare me.
I think that's it. And she's just looking in the mirror and just, you heard it. Like you heard how she was getting more and more upset and she was using her hands and she was like in this whole world of like, you knew what you were talking about, but you were trying to express it
you know, with what you knew how to use language at that point in time. And it was
this
weird.
Spaceship scammy.
You were talking about a building that was on fire and the spaceship was attached to it. And that's like, you know, it's like a launch type building, I'm assuming. But it was just so weird. And I picked it up a little bit into it. I'm not the one who introduced spaceship into the conversation. She had started talking about that. Then I thought, well, this is interesting. And I started taping it. And that's when I went back initially. And you heard me ask about the spaceship because she had just mentioned that before we started rolling tape. But yeah. And do you have any memory of that at all?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Like what?
Like brushing the teeth.
Uh-huh. So what was going through your mind?
I remember being there brushing my teeth, but I don't remember what was going through my mind.
To be able to say those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't like just their normal, you know, little kid speak. It was so random. We were just brushing your teeth. We did it every night back then. You know, we had a little routine and then we'd sing a song and then you'd go to bed. And every night was very normal. And we were not watching anything where there was things blowing up or anything like that. I think we probably just watched Thomas the Train, you know. And
this very same episode over and over and over again.
Because if we played a different one, you were not happy.
No, I wasn't. I always wanted to play something different.
No, you, trust me, I tried. I did not enjoy seeing the same episode every night for the first.
Neither did I.
You sure seem to. Anyway, but it was just, it was very bizarre and very out of character. And it happened a few times. There was a few nights where you did that. And
did I say like different
stuff? Yeah, it was always the same stuff. It was, you were getting just as upset every time. And yeah. It was unprompted. You were just like brushing your teeth and all of a sudden you put your toothbrush down and you're like, the fire. Like, what? What fire? What are you talking about? The one where I died, you always were very specific that you died. The one that I died in. And that's what really got me. Because I'm like, what are you talking about? Because we didn't really like talk about death. I mean, I didn't like hide death from you. But it wasn't like ever like, let's, you know, have a big conversation about death today. It was just, you know, just normal, you know, things, you know.
Hi, Brewski.
Oops. That's me pressing the ring button. Whoops, it is. But you just kind of took that whole thing on. Anyway, I found that the other day when I was going through my phone and I'm like, oh my gosh, we got to play this on the air. I didn't realize I had taped that. So there you go. Now you got to see what it was like too. Kind of freaky.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, that's going to wrap up today's episode of the show. If you like it, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all the bonus episodes, and more at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Harper, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org.